We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How do you bring out the best in people? How do you get the best out of a situation? Is it possible for a difficult circumstance to bring out the best in you and others? You have been sown into the earth to bring about a change. You are a seed from God that has been placed in a physical body planted in the fertile soil of life. You have been planted where you are for God's purpose. Just like the sown kernel dies to bring forth a rich harvest, you too must die to bring out a rich harvest of souls to the kingdom of God. God has sown you in the earth to bring out the best in you and others. The place where God has planted you is where you will do your greatest work. The seed the farmer sows does not jump up out of the ground and say to the farmer, "I don't like this soil where you have planted me. Move me over there." Nor should you complain about where you've been planted. Are you willing to die where God has planted you? The seed that's planted in the ground willingly dies without struggle because it will be revealed in another form that's more suitable for its purpose. When a seed is planted in the ground, it dies, decomposing. It ceases to exist in its seed form. But life comes from inside that dead seed. If you want to bring out the best in you and others, you must die to how you think things should be. You must die to your way. You must die to hate, to greed, to lust, and everything that does not glorify God and His will for your life. You want to change the world? Well, die. You want to change your life? Die. You want to make your marriage better? Well, you need to die. You want to enjoy your job? Die. Everything that you want in life depends on you dying where God has planted you. Are you willing to die in your seed form and live in a new form to bring about a great harvest for the kingdom? In John chapter 12, verses 23 to 26, it is written, "But Jesus answered them, saying, 'The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.' Your death brings life to you and others. You have the ability to change your situation, to change your circumstance, to change your life, and so much more. Everything you need is waiting on you to die in your seed form, where you have been planted to bring forth a great harvest." These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.